Hello and happy Friday, October 22nd. Here are your latest music news headlines brought to you by The Filter. Adele has revealed that her most prized possession in the whole wide world is a piece of gum purportedly chewed by Celine Dion. In a rapid-fire Q&A video for Vogue, the singer explained that the late-night host, James Corden, presented her with a sticky souvenir. Dion appeared in one of Corden's carpool karaoke segments in 2019. "He knew how much of a fan of her I was," Adele said, "and so he made her spit her gum into a piece of paper and he framed it for me." Elsewhere in the video, Adele says that Dion's 1997 smash hit, My Heart Will Go On, is the song that she has covered the most. Barbara Streisand is a singer she would like to have cover one of her songs, Chris Stapleton is her dream duet partner, and Adele named Canada's Leonard Cohen as her favorite lyricist. Fans know that Adele is also a big fan of Beyoncé, so when asked to rank her top three albums, Adele replied, "That could be quite controversial. The Hive might come and kill me." She listed I Am Sasha Fierce, Lemonade, and B-Day. Singer and actress Jamie Lynn Spears reveals in her forthcoming memoir that her parents and management team pushed her to terminate her 2007 pregnancy because she was only 16. According to TMZ, Spears wrote in Things I Should Have Said that everyone was certain that the termination would be the best course of action. She recalled that those close to her came to my room to try and convince me that having a baby at this point in my life was a terrible idea. It'll kill your career, you're just too young, you don't know what you're doing, there are pills you can take, we can help you take care of this problem, I know a doctor. Spears added that everyone around me just wanted to make the issue disappear. She recalled a fight with her dad, Jamie, who was slinging words and tossing insults. Much effort was made to keep her pregnancy under wraps, including keeping it a secret from her sister, Britney Spears. "I needed her more than ever, and she wasn't able to help me in my most vulnerable time," Jamie Lynn wrote, per TMZ. To this day, the hurt of not being able to tell my sister myself still lingers. Spears and then-boyfriend Casey Aldridge welcomed daughter Maddie in June 2008. She's had another daughter, Ivy, in 2018 with husband Jamie Watson. Ozzy Osbourne's one-of-a-kind love story with Sharon Osbourne is being turned into a movie. Our relationship at times was often wild, insane, and dangerous, but it was an undying love that kept us together, Sharon Osbourne said in a release. She is co-producing the as-yet-untitled biopic with son Jack Osbourne and daughter Amy Osbourne. Lee Hall, who penned the Elton John biopic Rocketman, is writing the script, Variety reported. Ozzy's music, both solo and with Black Sabbath, will be featured in the film. Ozzy, 72, and Sharon, 69, dated for 3 years before tying the knot in 1982. Their family and their children, Jack and Kelly, starred in The Osbournes, which premiered on MTV in 2002 and ran for 4 seasons. Thanks to John R. Kennedy for today's music news stories. For all the latest music news, visit irradio.ca and subscribe to iHeartRadio CA on YouTube for new episodes of The Filter every week. And thanks for listening.